pray that we have our reflection Sunday, amen. Where I will take the seat and all of you will come forward and share the word that God placed on your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Because how many of you know God speaks to all of us?
Yes, he does.
Amen. Who have his spirit. Amen. Amen. And so we praise God for that. So I'm going to turn over to Sister Fennell. She's going to just be in charge of everything. She's going to call up those of you in whatever order she desires. Amen. And, you know, so if you have any issues, take it up with her.
Amen.
She's coming now. So praise God. As she comes, amen, we get ready for our reflection Sunday. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, God is
good. Praise the Lord, yes he is.
And now I realize why he put it on me, so y'all can blame me.
Hello.
Praise the Lord, God is good. God is good, right?
Yes he is.
Yes he is.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All the time. All right, we need the Lord in this place. So I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray
Amen.
For us. Pray the opening so we can get started.
And Amen.
Do what God wants us to do.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Okay, let's bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you.
Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lord God. Father, we thank you for
yes,
your goodness,
Lord.
God. We thank you for your grace,
yes,
God. We thank you, God, for your power, God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for your anointing
yes.
in this place, oh God. We thank Lord. You most of all, oh God, for your presence, oh God, because you said where two or three are gathered in
yes.
your name, there you would be.
Yes.
In the midst, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for that right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. And, Father God, we just invite you right now just to have your way with us, oh God. Father, speak. Speak to our hearts, oh God. Speak to our minds, oh God. Just let your will be done, oh God. Recall those things to our minds that you have spoken already, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And just help us to be obedient to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. Father God, we just bless you and we thank you, oh God, that lives shall be changed today, oh God, that your people would be edified and encouraged and strengthened to go on in you today, oh God. And we, Father, we even thank you by faith that somebody has come to know you as a result, oh God. And Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, oh God. Use us now, oh Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was going to call somebody else first, but God told me to go first.
Uh-oh.
So I guess I have to go first. God has been speaking a word to me, and the word is faith. And it's not a surprising thing because that's what our walk is all about, right? It's about faith. But in particular, let's start there, yeah. I guess at the beginning of the month, Brother James has been asking people to share a word on certain topics.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked me in the beginning of August, and he said either post it or write it or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. share it, make a video, all those things. And, you know, I saw he's been doing it for a couple of months, and I saw, you know, the words and things, but God never spoke anything to me about those things. And it's important that even if people ask you to share, that you share according to what God
Amen.
Gives you. You
That's
don't
right.
just share because, okay, Amen. This is an opportunity for me to preach. Mm-hmm. No. No, you share because God gives it to you. So when he told me, I know this is August 27th, but when he told me, I said, okay. But I said, Lord, if there's something you want me to say, then
Amen.
I'll do it. If not, then we'll just
Amen.
Let the month go. But anyway, so God spoke to me the other day, and he said, okay, yeah, that's what I want you to share.
Amen.
And the word that Brother James told me was revival. And I said, okay, revival. And the scripture God brought me to was 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we can go there for a second.
Amen.
He actually gave me a lot of scriptures, but I'm not trying to preach. I'm not trying to do that. So I'm just trying to do what the Lord says. Amen. No silence in the audience.
2 Timothy 1.
2 Timothy 1. Amen. Yes. And it's verse 5 through 9. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. Amen. And it says, I'm calling up memories. This is Paul talking to Timothy. I'm calling up memories of your sincere and unqualified faith, the leaning of your entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. A faith that first lived permanently in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am fully persuaded, dwells in you also. That is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love.
Amen.
And of calm.
Yes.
And well-balanced mind.
Yes.
Discipline and self-control. Do not be blush or be ashamed then to testify to and for our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but with me take your share of the suffering to which the preaching of the gospel may expose you, and do it in the power of God. For it is he who delivered and saved us and called us with a calling in itself, holy and leading to holiness, to a life of consecration, a vocation of holiness. He did it not because of anything of merit that we had done, but because of and to further his own purpose and grace, unmerited favor, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. So
Amen.
That was the scripture God had given me. To stir up your faith. That's what revival is all about. To stir up the gift that is in you. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. To stir up the gift that is in you. And with that, God said, for whatever reason, sometimes we lose the spark that we had when we first got mm-hmm. saved. Mm-hmm. You know, when you first get saved, you're all excited. You're all excited. You want to go run and tell somebody about Jesus. You want to go run and tell him, tell somebody about what God did for you, that he delivered you from this, he brought you out of this, that he paid this bill, and he did this and that. And I think because when we first get saved, God does things in our lives so mighty. He brings us out of a very dark place. And it puts us on such a high that we feel like we just got to go and share it. But Paul was telling Timothy to be reminded of these things, to stir up that faith that caused you to first, the thing that caused you to first believe God when God delivered you. To stir up what God brought you through so that you can have a, you know, there's a revival in your spirit to keep going and to keep wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I know for me, when things don't seem to be going right, because we get to a point where God doesn't seem to be answering prayers. You know, we've been praying a long time, and so we sort of just become like, okay, why bother, mm-hmm. you know? And we sort of lose our fire, you know, because God hasn't moved the way we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why God says to remember to remember the things that I have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because in remembering those things that God has done, it will bring you back to what you know that He can do.
Yeah.
So even when, like, and we were talking about this, and God is just changing my thoughts, but we were talking about this in our women's meeting, and there's sometimes we have a hard time believing God for certain things because He has disappointed you in that area. Like when we have been believing God for healing for Joseph, for Jeff's mom, and, you know, for my brother. You know, we believe God for many people. We believe God for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when God doesn't do it, you stop believing God for healing. You say, okay, God, because this is what I knew you to be, but since you're not doing it, I don't believe that you can do that anymore. And those kind of things, when God disappoints an area that we were believing Him for, we just stop believing. But God said to remember those things that I did for you. So even if you can't believe me right now for healing, believe me to be what you know me to be.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me to be a comfort. You know that I can comfort you in your times of storm. You know that I can provide for you. Believe me to provide for you. Believe me to be faithful in that area until you can come to the level where you can believe me again for this. But when we start to believe God and remember those things that He has done, it stirs up something inside of us, and it causes us to believe even when we don't want to believe. So even if I say, I don't want to believe God for healing anymore, that faith that I had in another area causes me to stir up that, you know, stir up that faith I need to believe God for healing. So God said, remember. Remember, we're always looking for revival. We think in terms of revival as, you know, the tent, the old-fashioned way of being under the tent and somebody going to preach us happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God said we don't need anybody to preach us happy. David said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. When those men were bitter against him and they didn't want to say anything to him, David said, I encouraged myself. I found strength in the Lord my God. Myself. So God said, that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stir up that faith that's inside of us and find strength in the Lord our God, the one that we know who He is.
Mm-hmm.
And let him revive us, because it will revive us. It will revive our faith and will put us back to the place where we need to be on fire for God, to want to tell somebody about Jesus, you know, to want to tell them about His goodness. You know, there's times when even when I don't feel like it, even right now, even when I don't feel like talking about it, but just thinking about the goodness of God and what He has done for me, it just causes me to want to say something.
Yes.
And that's what God wants us to be. That's the stirring on, the stirring up of the faith. And God said that it's a gift, because the scripture says to stir up the gift that is in you.
Mm-hmm.
The gift is from God. God said that He gives us faith. He gives us all a mustard seed of faith, right? It's a gift of God, right? So it's because nobody, He doesn't want anybody to boast. Our faith is from God. So for us to stir up that gift of faith that is inside of you, that I put in you, that I gave you, and you'll be revived. You want to do, you want to keep doing the way that He wants us to. Amen. So that's basically what I've been hearing, like the stir up the gift, the faith, and there's one more scripture, Romans chapter 13. It was in my bookmarks. Okay. Romans chapter 13. And God said, especially now, because there's so much craziness going on, Romans chapter 13. And He doesn't want anybody to fall away from His word. He doesn't want anybody to perish. You know, He wants everybody to hear the word of God. He wants them to know that there is a God and that we can believe. So especially now, you know, because there's so much, there's chaos and there's all kinds of things going on. So God said, Romans 13:11, it says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. And that's basically saying that when you first believe God, it was important then, but it's so much more now. Because God is coming. I know y'all, okay, yeah, I've been saying that forever. Yeah. Okay. Keep saying that. God is coming. Because God said, especially now, you see the times, you see the craziness, you see the foolishness that's going on. So God said we need to stir up our faith, even if not for us, for somebody else. Because they need to know that there is a God in heaven that can save them, Amen. That can deliver them, that can Amen. Set them free, that can pay their bills. Amen. Whatever they need to know, they need to know that there is a God that can do it. Amen? Amen. So that was one other thing that God said. And I think there was one more. Oh, yes. In order for us to stir up our faith, right, I just got this picture this morning. And I was going to do the demonstration, but I wasn't going to be cooking nothing in the kitchen, so I said, I can't do the demonstration. But I want y'all to have this picture in your mind, okay? You have a pot.
Okay.
And it's boiling on the stove. Mm-hmm. You're making macaroni. Okay. Or some kind of pasta. Right? You put the pasta, you make let the water boil first. You can't just put the pasta in there without letting the water boil. This is a cooking lesson today. Let the water boil first. And then you put the pasta in the water when it's boiling. And you put it in there for a minute, but you have to stir it up. You can't just let the pasta sit in the pot because it's going to get all gooey and mushy and sticky and stuff. That's us. We have to stir up our faith, or it's going to just be all settled and dry and dull and yucky. So God said, it's going to take a little bit of work to stir up your faith. Can you imagine a pot? You got to stir it up like the pasta is in the pot. So it's going to take a little bit of work to stir up your faith. But that word is your purpose. God said to walk in your purpose. Because as we walk in our purpose, what we're doing is following the leading of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And as we do that, we're having faith. We're having faith to follow what God tells us to do, even if it's something that we like to do. We're walking in our purpose and we're having faith in doing it because God is leading and guiding. And there, as we're doing that and we're stirring up our faith, each step that we take, God tells us to do something, each step that we take, we're stirring up our faith in Him. Because we're doing what He says. That's what faith is all about, being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. So, okay, that was it. But, Anyway, God said to stir up the gift of faith that He put in you, and remember that nobody else can do it for you. You got to do it yourself. Nobody can preach you happy. You preach your own self happy, and if you want to be revived, that's the way to do it. Amen? Amen. So that's Amen. My word on revival. Amen. Bless the Lord. God Amen. Is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus for deliverance. Okay. Thank the Lord. Okay. Now I'm going to ask Brother Les to come and share a word with us.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. I think I've talked to many of you about the 50th high school reunion that I went to last weekend. It was actually my wife's 50th high school reunion. She was smarter than me, and she graduated a year ahead of me, even though we're the same age. And it was in Philadelphia.
Now, my wife's class was about 1,200, her graduating class.
Wow.
And there were a good 600 there. And it was amazing being around that many people the same age as me. I mean, it was just amazing. They had many of the same experiences that I had. And so there were a lot of conversations about the current state of our presidency, you know, and the state of our former presidency. You know, everyone there loved Obama. Everyone there, be nice, doesn't love Trump.
Amen.
And we talked about the things that happened. You know, we're children of the 60s. Mm-hmm. And that was a time of Black Revolution. We were all, for the most part, in marches. We all were in race riots in our schools.
Wow.
And I remember we were sharing with them the race riots in our school. That was when the state troopers would come in and with their wheeling their blackjacks and hitting us. And yeah, I remember this time. Now, we were young. We weren't the smartest, but we were young and strong. But we didn't have, we were all individuals. Mm-hmm. And even though most of us thought the same, we didn't join together. There was not necessarily that group approach to things. So when these state troopers came in, that, you know, there were white state troopers, they outweighed us by 100 pounds. So our strategies weren't the best because we were going to fight back. It didn't work. They won every time as far as the battle go. But it hardened us. And as time went on and these things would happen, it did begin to bring us together as a group. And back then, all of us, I don't know about all, but most of us knew God. And we didn't always listen to God, to what God was telling us, because we had our own path that we wanted to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when God would say, now I would hear God say, that's not the right approach. This is what I want you to do. But we were in for the fight, the physical fight.
Wow.
So even though we were battered and bruised, and even though we lost those individual fights, we still felt like we were winning.
Right.
Even though technically we weren't. But as we went along, and as we talked with these people, many of the conversations Gwen and I had all the time sitting on our couch, because the 60s was when many of us came of age. And we talked about the race riots, as I said. We talked about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his impact on us and on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But we also talked about the Black Panthers and their impact on our lives.
Wow.
And the fact that we almost never hear them mentioned anymore. We never hear about Huey Newton and Angela Davis and
mm-hmm.
people that, you know, aren't even Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know that they sing. They don't know that they were a part of the 60s revolution.
Wow.
The imprisonment of Nelson Mandela and the impact that had on this country. And you know, Nelson Mandela in prison for, 27 years?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he, what was that, 19, remember, 1962, mm-hmm. I think, he was imprisoned. But many of us look to Nelson Mandela as much as we look to Dr. Martin Luther King. And those years, we took a lot of what we did later on from both of those, from all three of those. Mm-hmm. We remember the when they let the dogs loose on the King's rallies. We remember those things, and we remembered how some of our friends would get caught out after dark. Mm-hmm. Something you never wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then we flash forward to the current times. Mm-hmm. And this is a time when all of those things are beginning again.
Yes.
You know, and I think part of the reason is when God would tell us to do things back then, we only partially listened. Mm. And when things got to be a little better, we stopped.
Yeah.
We said, okay, we're good. Mm-hmm. We've done what we need to do. Yeah. Let's get back to whatever it was we were doing before. And so it left things undone to rise again. Mm-hmm. And they really never stopped. It's just that think we just got fell in love with what we had done and patted ourselves on the back and let it go. So it and then when President Obama came in the office, something we never thought we'd see. Mm-hmm. Again, a new reason to rest on our laurels, mm-hmm. not do things, to allow things to come up again. And so, you know, you continue to let these things hang around. Eventually, they're going to get you. They're going to come back. Mm-hmm. You know, they say those who fail to learn from history are destined to repeat it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Certainly, we didn't learn enough. Mm-hmm. We learned, but we certainly didn't learn enough. And so now, with the state of the presidency in this country, the good thing about that is it's another chance.
Yeah.
To do what we should have done before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this time, you know, I remember, as I said, told you before, when I was growing up and the Klan was rattling around our house and burning their crosses and things, we only had a plan for when they broke in. Mm-hmm. And the same for the schools. We had a plan, somewhat of a plan, for when they came into our schools, mm-hmm. during the race riots. The thing is, you can't wait until they come in.
Exactly.
This time we're not too young. Mm-hmm. This time God's given us more wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, so this time, when it comes to a neighborhood near us, mm-hmm. and it will.
Yes. Yes.
This time we're smarter. We're stronger than we were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this time, we listen to God.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
This time, we follow through.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. But let's preach it this time.
This time.
This time.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You know what? He said, I heard this word. Revolution. He said revolution, but you know what? In order to have a revolution, especially from the people of God, there's got to be some faith.
That's right.
Because he said, this time we're going to listen. But I hear God is giving us a second chance. God is the God of second chance. You know what that is? That's revival.
Yes, it is.
That's revival of our faith. Amen. I heard that loud and clear. Thank you, Lord. Second chance. This time we're going to hear you, Lord. We're going to do exactly what you said, and this nonsense is going in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's look. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Nida, would you like to share a word?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I like that. This time, we're going to do things differently.
Amen.
Well, before I read my scripture, I guess first I want to talk about, I guess I would just say uncertainty that we all have in our lives, right?
Yeah.
In mine, for example, sometimes you think you have everything in order, you know. And I was telling Patricia yesterday that I thought my life was in order, you know. I said, okay, I'm here now. This is my time to go to school. Let me apply for school. I got in for my master's, which that was a tough thing to do, but I got it done.
Amen.
And I got this job, you know, that I was praying God, and, you know, it's a good job. It's a job that I'm able to maneuver my schedule and be able to be at home. Things are working out fine, you know, and I always said that I didn't want no more kids. I had enough with the two that I have. That's a lowly self, you know. And I told my husband we're going to start going for vacation. I want to hear about Jamaica, Barbados, and all this good stuff. And here we come. Nina gets pregnant. And now I have to recalculate everything. I have to see things now in a different way. Now I'm like, God, what do I do? My faith got tested because I'm like, this is not what I wanted. I wanted to go back to school, you know. I want to do different stuff, and I don't want this. This is not what I want. Mm-hmm. And your faith gets tested, you know. Mine got tested. I was like, I don't want this. I don't want it, and I know that at the beginning my husband didn't want it either, you know, because we talk about it. It's like, babe, this is it for us. This two, they're going to get big, and then they're going to leave the house, and then it's just going to be me and you. That's it. So I was not happy. I was not happy. And I remember one time that I had a conversation with my mom, with my mother-in-law, where we say that, you know, how can we say we're Christian and we have faith, and when we go to our trials and to our tribulations, we forget. We forget that we have faith. We forget that God is walking in front of us, right? And I was like, how am I going to do, you know, this is expensive, and going through that drama itself, and then, you know, now that I was going, I'm going to go back to school, you know, my tuition is so expensive, you know, I had to come up with a loan that I'm supposed to pay, and so much things going on, and nothing is, I don't see nothing getting fixed, you know. Pregnancy, I don't know what's going to happen there. School, I don't know what's going to happen there. Work, they say that in June they might lay us all off. I don't know what's going to happen there. You know, everything is like a mess. And I had to stop, you know, and pray and think, you know. God help me, you know. I don't understand. Because sometimes, you know, when we seeking God, when we look for God, you know, we think that our life has to be perfect. You know what I mean? That we're not going to go to the trials. Yeah. And this one, we more go to the trial because God want to know in what you are built, you know?
Yes.
How you are built. So, you know, he took me to Matthew 11:28. And I would like to read it in Spanish. It's only three versions, you know. And then I was like, God, I said, I'm going to read it in Spanish, but God was like, I want you to go ahead and read it in English too, you know?
Amen.
So, when you have it, please tell me.
Amen.
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 So, it says, venid a mí todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados, y yo os haré descansar. Llevad mi yugo sobre vosotros y aprender de mí, que soy manso y humilde de corazón, y hallaréis descanso para vuestras almas, porque mi yugo es fácil y ligera mi carga. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. All of you, take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
So, you know, it goes with a little bit with what we just both just what y'all came to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We go through a lot of is that how you say uncertain,
yes.
You know, and we don't know what our path is, you know. We don't know what our tomorrow is, you know. I thought I had it figured it out, you know, and just to come to find out that I don't, you know. But I do know that I serve Lord, my Lord.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
And I do know that He has a purpose for me.
Yes, right.
And I do know everything that He has done for me and where He has taken me. So I know that even though I do not know where my path is going to be, it's going to be good.
That's right.
Because I am serving the Lord.
Yeah,
you know, and that's, we don't know what's going to happen with this president. We don't know. But guess what? God is going to take care of us.
Yeah.
So we just have to keep believing and having the faith. Amen?
Amen. That's right. That's right. Keep the faith. Faith.
That word again,
yeah.
The faith, amen.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. She said a couple things. I was writing them down. Because God is speaking.
Yeah.
One thing, she was reading in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we were reading in English.
Amen.
And she read it in Spanish, then she read it in English. And we read it in English twice. Two is the number of the witness. That's how God wants you to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. So she was reading this faster. We had to read it again. Amen. And then she said also that she could not see. But isn't that what faith is all about?
Amen.
That you can't see. Because if you could see, if you could know where you're going, you don't have faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Faith is believing what you don't see.
Amen.
And believing that God's going to work it out anyway.
Right.
No matter what's going on in our lives, we come up and they destroy our plans. We make our plans, but God has plans too. So we can make our plans all we want. The angels are laughing at our plans.
Amen.
You know, but we can make our plans. They get messed up, and we don't have to know where we're going because God knows where we're going.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't have to see. And then the last thing she said is she says she's going to do now, right? She does know. She said, I know what I do know.
That's right.
You know,
right.
And she knows God is good.
Amen.
She knows that God still has the future in His hand.
Amen.
Right? And that's another thing that we have to know that. That we don't have to know everything, but we can rely on what we do know.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if I don't, we don't see God as a healer or some other compartment of our lives. We don't see Him in that. We go with what we know. Okay, I know Him to do this.
Amen.
I know He's faithful. I know He answers
Amen.
Prayer. Okay, go with what you know.
Amen,
Amen. About God.
Okay.
Amen. 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 Bless the
Lord. Yeah. Give me less words.
Just share the video.
I know. Well, I'm just doing pictures today.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Evan was saying, a few months ago, God is able to say, you know, there's, like what Jeff said, we have many voices, one God.
Amen.
You know, and I use that, and I say, because I have friends on, you know, personal and on Facebook who know God, and I want them to listen, you know, what they have to say as well. So what I did was I asked them, you know, whatever God, the word of God gave me, and I say, if God leads you to share these words, you know, or whatever message of the word, you know, then, you know, I know it will bless someone else. Mm-hmm. So the first month I asked, you know, three people, that's the word number he gave me. The first word was repent. I asked three people, you know, if God leads you to talk about repentance, you know, please do so. One person, you know, responded. I said, that's fine. I said, whenever God leads you to do it, if he asks you to, you know, to share or not, you know, just follow God's leading. The second month, the word was rejoice. Again, that's three people, two people responded, and people were blessed by that. And so this month was revival. And thanks, Sister Evan, for, you know, being to God for that. But what I want to share today is something that happened a few weeks ago. And it involves with what Jeff was saying this morning about God moving freely and also with dealing with forgiveness. A few weeks ago, my brother-in-law, Christine's brother, passed. And we had a couple people staying at our home. You know, people from Canada, people from Jamaica. And during that time, you know, I was hearing a whole lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that I did not agree with. And so that really vexed my spirit. I became angry. I was mad. And so I said, okay, I'm going to deal with some of the things that was being said after the funeral. So, you know, we had the funeral on Saturday. It was his homecoming. And then on Sunday, I was supporting, my in-laws went to, you know, their house of worship. And while doing that, it was Communion Sunday. And I said, okay, we camped there, you know, we just got a communion and came back to our seats. And then I noticed that I said, okay, I cannot take this because the Word of God says if we do this, you know, while holding on to things, we're going to, you know, drink damnation and sickness into our bodies. And I said, okay, I have to deal with this right now. And so that's what the Word of God said. He said, let each one inspect themselves, inspect them themselves to see if they're right. And so I said, okay, Lord, all right, I forgive them. You know, it was just real frivolous, you know. But then at times, the assistant pastor, Gary Mullins, he came up, he said, he stopped the service. He said, wait a minute. He said, you're supposed to come up here. He said, God has invited us to his table. We're supposed to come and worship and praise. Not just doing it just out of routine or tradition. He said, so when you come up here, he said, don't just like, okay, I'll take my cup and juice and wafer and go back to my seat. Come with, you know, expectancy. Come with worship and praise. So at that time, you know, we stopped what we was doing. We started praising and started worshiping the Lord. And they had a guest speaker that day, a pastor from Neptune, New Jersey. She came up and she said, wait a minute. She said, God is also speaking to her. We're talking about moving freely. She said, God said, there's not going to be a sermon. She said, it's not going to be, she said, stopping this communion. She said, there are some people here. I know she was also on God speaking, using her speaking to me as well. Said, there are some people here who are holding on to things. There are some people here who are won't let go of things. And she said, God loves you so much that he will not let you drink or partake or put sickness into your body. You know, and I was like, whoa. And I was like, wait a minute, that's me. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm like, yeah, I forgive him, but I'm going to still tell him off and everything. You know, I'll give him peace of my mind. And I said, no, so forgiveness is to forgive. And, you know, if we look here in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, on the 6th chapter and the 15th verse, this is Jesus talking. Jesus said, on the 14th verse, Jesus said, for if you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And I'm like, wow, okay, I really need to get myself together. And so at that time, I set my cup down, I set the wafer down, and I say, God, please forgive me. Please forgive me, and I also, for the people who I was you know, I had a target, a laser target for her. And I was like, I want to let them know what's up, you know. I say, I'll forgive them as well. And then I just like start praising God. And I was not the only one there, because there were other people who had such a deliverance as well. And I know there's people, you know, every house of worship is different in how they do things. Some people have uninhibited praise, and I don't question that, because I'm not going to be like, you know, King David's one of his wives said, why you act like that, and God come at them. But there were people in the aisles, they were stomping, and there were people doing relay laps around the church and everything, but still, we was all praising God to say, God loves us so much. He's not going to continue to allow us to do tradition. Come there, just get your own wafer and your juice, drink it, and that's it. Yeah, I had communion. No, it had to come. We had to have meaning. It had to have purpose. And God loves us so much, He's not going to let us hurt ourselves.
Amen.
So this is the thing that, and when that happened, and I seen, even with the people who I said I was going to get, I seen such a difference in their lives, even today. And I said, wow, God has delivered me, and He has delivered them as well, brought them to a new level. So when that happened, I said, oh yeah, I know what I'm going to talk about next Testimony Reflection Sunday. So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, but once again, you know, let God be God. And also, I know this is tough, and it is, because, you know, we're human. When people step on our toes, we say, ouch, but, you know, depending on where you grew up at, you know, myself, one that I've been training, one that you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. So, thing is that God's saying, no, hey, let it go. Let it go. It's, that's like we were saying right there. Let go of let go of the anger, let go of the unforgiveness, and let God deal with whatever. And during that time also, I say I had like a vision of something. It was like a steel plate or like a palette. People, like an artist has a palette of paint. And it was like someone just scraping all that stuff off right in front of me. And I was like, wow, I'll say, I let go of that. And my heart was clear and I was free. Amen.
Amen.
And now you're free in your heart. You going to dance now?
No. That's the Lord. Just a thought. It takes faith to forgive. I say that. It takes faith to forgive, right? Because one of the disciples even said, Lord, increase our faith. It was like, oh gosh, what can do? Oh Lord, increase my faith. Because, you know, sometimes people do things and they hurt us, and, you know, we want them to get theirs.
Yep.
To believe that God's going to give them theirs, but not the way we want it. We want it to happen the way He decides. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. Faith to forget takes faith to forget. Amen.
Amen.
God is still teaching us and growing us up and wind it down. But Sister Patricia is going to come next.
Amen.
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 Great job.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Patricia.
Well, as I was praying, I always think, like, after we finish our reflection Sunday, I always immediately at the end to figure out what we're doing next. But the Lord just spoke unity. I was like, okay. And then later on, He gave me Psalm 133. And I'm going to read that to you, are you ready? Psalm 133 says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. And as I was looking at that, like unity, it's not much unity going on right now. And as I was just like looking at the scripture, God just kind of like broke it down for me, and He emphasized the brethren, like how we as a body are even divided. Mm. Like this election has even divided the household of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking at that, I'm like, wow. And God says when there is unity, he commands a blessing. And he compared the blessing like the precious oil. Mm. And then as I was looking more into oil and what it represented, back then, at that time, when kings were anointed, it showed that they were chosen vessels to be used by God. So when there is unity, God commands a blessing. And then it says it goes all the way down to the garments. Mm-hmm. And the garments that the priestly wore, it dragged on the floor. So it just says that every part of the brother, from the top to the head to the bottom, there is a blessing there. And then I looked at the dew of Hermon. And Hermon was a land that when you stood in Palestine, no matter where you stood, you saw Hermon. Mm-hmm. So that just shows that when there's unity, there's a blessing that's visible for everyone to see. And then as I was looking further, and it says the blessing, life forevermore. That blessing is God's protection and favor. Amen. And right now, we are living at a time where there is nothing but discord. Mm. And when Charlottesville happened, it just broke my heart. I'm like, God, what is happening? But Brother Les said something that was just, wow. Like, if you don't learn from history, history repeats itself. And history is definitely repeating itself.
Yeah.
But what happened at the time when there was lots of racial tension, it brought up such a unity amongst people. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what background you had, everyone was uniting. So when Charlottesville happened, it broke my heart. But these neo-Nazis and alt-rights, they were supposed to have a march in different cities. So the following weekend, they were supposed to congregate in Boston. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The news didn't speak much of it. You know why? Because so many different people from different walks, from different backgrounds, all united in Boston to resist. Mm-hmm. And nothing ever happened. Why? They were met with opposition.
Yeah.
And there's something about what opposition does. It causes us to unify and to fight and to resist. But we are resisting in a different manner. Mm-hmm. Like, in Charlottesville, they were aggressive. They had the clubs. They had the shields. But we just, or we, I'm not saying we, because you can also consider me on the left. but they united as a whole. They weren't violent. They weren't aggressive. They went about it a different way. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing that even now that people are starting to unite, they're starting to resist, and it's exciting time that we're living in. And I truly believe that time is of the essence. I think that time is definitely short, and that's why we're going through the things that we're going through. I don't think that it's happenstance that history is repeating itself in this time and in this fashion. So as I was just looking further, I was like, oh, look, God, you know, blesses us when we are walking in unity. There's power in unity. God promises to make our name grace, there's blessings of favor and protection, but it's the complete opposite when there is discord. So then God took me to James 3, 16 through 18. And that says, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And I think that God is calling us at this time to make peace. But the only way that will happen is if we choose to unify, if we choose to band together and walk out this faith, walk in love. We can't, the word says wrestle not against flesh and blood. So a lot of this is spiritual, and we have to use our faith and use our authority and use our power and speak. But now there is a time where it's more than just word, it's action.
Yeah.
And I believe that God is really expecting us to rise to a level of boldness, of faith. Because it takes a lot to be able to stand up and speak for what you believe in.
Yeah.
Before, like, you know, Brother Les said, I think that we took a breather when Obama became president. It was like, yes, let's put a bus in the White House. But then now, you know, at 45, it was just, it's the complete opposite. And it just shows the heart of a lot of people, people who were silent, who weren't happy about, you know, Obama being in office simply because of the color of his skin. And now it's evident now. But, you know, we're not going to wrestle against flesh and blood. We're going to stand up and we're going to unite and we're going to speak up. We're going to stand out and we're going to do what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
And when we do this thing as one body and as one accord, it's evident. God will get glory because the promise in him is Psalm 133 that he blesses us. And he makes that blessing evident to where everyone can see. So I'm just, you know, that's the word that God gave me about us unifying and speaking up and speaking out and trusting that God's going to bless us as we do just that. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, he is. You know, I find it no strange thing that this is the 8th month of the year. Even though it is the 27th, doesn't matter. It's still the 8th month of the year.
Amen.
And God's word is still true. 8 is the number of new beginnings.
Amen. Yes, it is.
New beginning with that revival, right?
Amen.
So God is just speaking that revival and that faith, and we just got to grab hold of it. You know, we hear him speaking, and we just got to follow through with what he says to do. You know, even becoming, this is a time to become unified. You know, stop being so divided. Mm-hmm. You know, and we know who is causing the division ultimately. Mm-hmm. It's the enemy of our souls.
Yeah,
but if we follow, if we truly follow the voice of the Lord, we will hear him tell us what to do, and then we can all come together peacefully and change the world. Mm-hmm. You know, God, the pastor just spoke about this just last week. God is ready to do something new, you know, in us. Why can't it be in us?
That's right.
You know, he wants to do something that has never been seen before. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the time for that.
Amen.
Amen. If we just let that faith build in us like Amen. It's supposed to. Let it be a word, right? Amen. But I'm done. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Jeff is coming.
Man,
I was ready for some more action. Looking over my notes, amen. But you know, I told you I have a special book for Reflection Sunday. I have all my notes in here. From the beginning of the year, and I'm not going to, this is good stuff, amen. I just broke down the things, amen, about faith and learning this time, about, you know, some of the things that, cause if you don't learn from the past, you know, it's like, things aren't going to change for you, right? And so, you know, hearing that and I was really inspired by Sister Nida, amen, because she got to a point saying, I don't know this, but then she went on this thing, I do know. I do know this. I do know that. I do know the other thing. And that was inspiring because it reminded me of something we learned long ago when we were new in Christ, Pastor Lane at the Lord's Church.
Yeah.
He was the pastor of the Lord's Church at the time in Alexandria, Virginia. And he said to us, he said, do now what you know now to do.
Right.
See, sometimes you don't know what to do tomorrow, but you know what to do right now. And so he taught us, do now what you know now to do. And a lot of times we get concerned about what we don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you can't make a decision based on what you don't know.
Exactly.
But you can do things based on what you do know. That's why she said, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. But then she ended. But I do know God loves me. I do know God has a purpose. See, to me, if we focus on what we do know,
mm-hmm.
we'll be okay. Amen.
Amen.
praise God for that. And James, amen. Brother James said, listen, let God use you, amen. Mm-hmm. That's so funny, amen. He was breathing out threatenings of murder. God met him on his own Damascus road. Amen. But not so, amen. Turn that situation around, amen. Praise be unto God. And then Patricia talking about unity. So this is, I mean, and you tie it all together, right? I mean, it's like we do have to stay together. And one of the things I had, Sister Donnell and I were talking about the other day, I think it was Friday after we had set up the church for the giveaway, was that, and you hit on this, Sister Patricia, that there's this division now in the body of Christ for people who are trying to impress upon and persuade others that somehow something prophetic is going on in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they're conveniently taking scriptures that they never pulled before, but that were always in the Bible. And see, and folk aren't being fooled by that. And so they're just saying things because it fits with their current ideology, and it's causing a division. And this is what I said to Sister Donnell. I think that most of these pastors and preachers and leaders who are going around trying to convince others that there's a prophetic happening in Washington, D.C., needs to just stop with that and get back to preaching that Jesus is Lord. And get back to preaching the gospel. And leave it alone, because no one's being fooled by that.
Amen.
No one's being fooled by that. And it's just causing division. But for those of us who, you know, on this, who feel this way, we have to be mindful too to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? We have, right? Because otherwise, Brother James, right? Because, oh, I want to get them back. Yeah. God repays, right?
Yes,
but we don't need anybody to get back. We want truth to prevail.
Yeah.
But yet we have to make sure we keep ourselves in the right place, continue to walk by faith, continue to do the things God will want us to do, and stay connected to Him now more than ever before. Because there's a lot of deception swirling around.
Yes.
There's a lot of division swirling around.
Yes.
And as Patricia said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But, you know, when we look at people, it becomes hard sometimes to remember them.
Yes.
So we got to stop looking at people and realize the enemy is at work in our midst, and but he's defeated. But we can't turn our victory into a defeat by giving him over the authority that he doesn't have,
right?
Unless we give it over, right? So I'm not going to hate on you. I'm not going to hate on this person as much as sometimes my emotions get up. Don't hate on people. Don't hate on people. Who said it? We got to keep walking in love. Someone said it. One of you said it, amen. I don't know where it was. That's a good thing. You can take credit for it, amen. One of you said you got to keep walking in love, and we do.
Yes.
We have to keep walking in love. Especially at a time like this when our emotions are being stoked.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen?
Exactly.
But praise God. We walk how?
By faith.
Amen. Not by sight. We don't walk by feelings.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter how you feel.
Amen.
Your feelings should not determine how you walk.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
We walk by faith, not by hallelujah. Lord, we bless you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we feel like going on. That, Father God, our faith is stirred up, oh God. And Father, we are determined to continue to walk with you, to commune with you, and to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, we thank you right now for all that you've done in the place. We thank you, Father, for touching the hearts and minds of everyone who came forward on today and shared with us that which you have shared with them. Father, we are praying that the word, the precious seed that has gone forward will fall on good ground in our hearts. And that, Father, when we leave this place, the Holy Spirit will continue to water it, that it may spring forth to a bountiful harvest in our lives, all to the praise of your glory. Father, continue to speak unto us. continue to reveal unto us your perfect will.
Yes.
And Father, we'll continue to look to you and to bless you and to praise you, to honor you,
yes,
and to adore you. Father, our soul makes her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Our God is great. Our God reigns. And Father, we bless you for being the God of our salvation. We love you today and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.